91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. OPP have closed the westbound 401 between Walbridge Loyalist and Glenn Miller Road because of a fatal collision involving a single vehicle. The vehicle drove off the highway just west of Aikens Road. Emergency crews are at the scene of the accident. The rollover happened just before 2:30 this afternoon, and OPP can't yet say when the highway will reopen. Just south of the 401, the top floor of a house on Ontario Street in Trenton went up in flames this afternoon. Employees at a hair salon across the street saw black smoke pouring out of the attic windows. That black smoke quickly turned into huge flames. One employee called 911 while another ran across the street to repeatedly bang on the locked door until the homeowner came out. There are no reports of injuries. The fire started just after 3 p.m. in the Ontario Street home and was extinguished shortly afterwards. A new campaign to build second-stage housing for women and children in Belleville is underway. Miller Reynolds has the story.
Belleville agency Three Oaks has been providing emergency shelter and community counseling programs, but are now aiming to do more. Fundraiser Julio Gosson has just been recruited to lead the campaign and said she is excited to get started.
Second stage housing has been an identified need in this community for a really long time. The wait lists are very long, and we're happy to be able to do our part in bridging that gap.
According to Gosson, the wait list for affordable housing in the Belleville area is in excess of 8 years. This campaign is focused on helping women and children get back to a healthy lifestyle who have been victims of abuse and violence. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Mother Nature decided to shake things up a bit in southeastern Saskatchewan early this morning with an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded a 3.3 magnitude trembler near the Mosaic Potash Mine near Esterhazy just before 2:30 a.m. Kevin Ruska lives near the village of Gerald and felt the shakeup.
There's a couple cabinets beside the bed, just for storage or whatever, and the doors rattled on them. And then we have French doors in our house, and they rattled a little bit.
Ruska says he wasn't too concerned because the area gets hit about once a year because of the nearby mine. Post-secondary students demanding lower tuition fees marched in downtown Toronto to the Ontario legislature today. The province has introduced grants to help with tuition, but students argue not everyone is eligible. They want the program turned into an across-the-board fee reduction. Before the march, Finance Minister Dwight Duncan said when you factor in grants and loan provisions as well as funding for institutions, Ontario is near the top of the pack. He says education in his province is still a good deal and very accessible. Students across the country held rallies and protests today to call on governments to reduce tuition fees and student debt. Federal data suggests more than one-third of women and more than a quarter of men in their 60s would fall below the poverty line without old-age benefits. Don Kelly from the Canadian Press has that story.
An 80-page paper written for the Human Resources Department in 2009 shows what would happen if seniors were denied old-age security or the guaranteed income supplement. It finds that women, singles, and seniors in the Maritimes are the most dependent on public pension benefits to make ends meet. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae says there's been a fierce reaction to Prime Minister Harper's musings about revamping old-age security. In less than a week, Rae says more than 12,000 people have signed an online petition started by the Liberals. Don Kelly, the Canadian Press.
A funeral service for a miner who died in the Sudbury area will be held Friday morning. Stephen Perry died Sunday in a workplace accident at Vale's Coleman Mine in Levac. The service is being held in a Sudbury church. The circumstances of how the 47-year-old died are under investigation, but Vale says displaced material came off a rock face. A conservative senator admits he went too far in proposing cutting down on prison costs by giving convicted murderers a rope in their prison cell so they can hang themselves. Senator Pierre-Hugues Boisvenu also says the death penalty should be considered in certain cases where there's no hope of rehabilitation. Interim Liberal leader Bob Rae calls the comments completely unacceptable.
Everyone knows, I hope, that Senator Boisvenu's own situation may have prompted the emotion that led to those remarks, but they're completely inappropriate. I hope Mr. Harper will completely disown them and make it clear that they're not the policies of the government.
Boisvenu became a prominent victims' rights advocate after his daughter was kidnapped, raped, and murdered in 2002. Both Rae and interim NDP leader Nicole Turmel says he should withdraw from the Senate committee that examines the government's ominous crime bill. Alberta health experts will be going into classrooms and on Twitter to warn about a deadly drug similar to ecstasy that has been linked to a growing number of deaths in Western Canada. Calgary Police and Alberta Health Services are to make a presentation to students at an elementary junior high school later this month, with more presentations to follow. Dr. Mark Yarema, a drug expert, says he wants young people to know all the risks.
These drugs are not just fatal, but can result in permanent brain and kidney damage. And the Calgary Police will be talking about the legal side of things, including the penalties associated with it, as well as the social aspect, the loss of friends and family.
Yarema will also be hosting an hour-long question and answer session this Friday on Twitter. Police believe the tainted ecstasy-like drug is linked to 8 deaths in Alberta and 5 in BC. Formal charges have been laid in Mexico against an Ontario-based mediator over an alleged plot involving Muammar Gaddafi's son. Mexican officials confirmed charges have been laid against Cynthia Vanier, who is based in Mount Forest. The state attorney's office says Vanier and 3 others have been charged, while a 5th suspect is being sought. Officials accuse Vanier of masterminding a plot to bring Gaddafi to Mexico. That's 91X News to 506. Renee Rogers has sports next.
Base to drilling Vessel 5. How are you doing there, Vessel 5?
We're doing fine. We're 10 kilometers below the surface of the Earth. We had to slow down a bit. The drill, there's too much...
Hello? Vessel 5? Are you all right?
Yeah, we've hit something.
What did you hit?
The prices at Mark's No Frills.
What?
We hit the prices at Mark's No Frills. They're that low.
Mark's No Frills, Bell Boulevard across from the Quinte Mall in Belleville. Lowered and locked prices on your favorite brands.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. Two familiar faces will be competing in tonight's annual CHL Top Prospects game in Kelowna, BC. Brendan Gauntz and Daniel Zharkov of the Belleville Bulls will be on Team Cherry. They'll face off against some of the CHL's elite players on Team Orr. The puck drops at 10. There will be a couple of local Junior A hockey games tonight. Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice tonight when they face the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7:30. The last time the two teams met back in December, Trenton won the game with a score of 4-3. Trenton coach Jerome DuPont says the team has a strategy going into tonight's game.
One of our objectives is to cut down the scoring chances against, so we want to play real good defense, and I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
Forward Josh Ocampo will be out tonight with a lower body injury. Elsewhere in Junior A, the Kingston Voyageurs host the Wellington Dukes tonight at 7:30. The two teams met last Sunday with a 2-1 score in Kingston's favor. There are 5 games on the NHL schedule tonight, but only 1 Canadian team in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs host Pittsburgh at the ACC. The Penguins stormed back from a 4-1 deficit to down Toronto 5-4 in a shootout last night. Meanwhile, the Rangers are in Buffalo, Washington visits Florida, Dallas is at Anaheim, and LA hosts Columbus. Still in NHL news, Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby has been diagnosed with a soft tissue injury in his neck, which may be the root of his concussion-like symptoms. Penguins general manager Ray Shero says they'll still be cautious.
One thing we're trying to find out is what's causing these symptoms, how we can get him back safely to play. And as I've said many times, he will not return to play until those symptoms disappear.
The NHL star has played just 8 games over the last 13 months. Egyptian state TV has raised the death toll to 73 after fans of rival soccer teams rushed the field, hurling stones and sticks at each other and sparking a stampede. State TV cited the health ministry and says 1,000 other people were injured in today's ruckus. Witnesses say most appear to have occurred in a stampede after fans of the home team, Al Masry, stormed onto the field following a rare 3-1 win against Al Ahly, Egypt's top team. And the New York Giants and New England Patriots returned to the practice field today, 5 days ahead of their Super Bowl 46 clash in Indianapolis. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says playing in the Super Bowl is great. He says this is what football players work for their entire lives.
You're not playing in this game, it sucks to turn on the TV these days because, you know, there's so much, every channel you turn on is talking about this game and the players in this game. And as a competitor, you want to be here, you need to be here. And this is why we've worked so hard, you know, over the years, in high school and college and even the pros to prepare for games like this.
The action happens this Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Tonight, partly cloudy, wind becoming light early this evening and a low of minus 5. Thursday, still cloudy, clearing late in the afternoon and a high of minus 1. Thursday night, it's going to be clear with a low of minus 9. Friday, we'll see a mix of sun and cloud, a high of plus 1, and hopefully see a sunny weekend. At 5:10, it's 4 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers, 91X News.